from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the main points. Indonesian soldiers injured in Israeli attack resume UNIFIL duties. Under new administration, Indonesia's food production to focus on nutritional fulfillment under fulfillment. Now the news in detail. Two Indonesian soldiers assigned to the UN peacekeeping force, UNIFIL, and were injured during an Israeli attack in Lebanon, have recovered and returned to duty with their UNIFIL unit. Indonesian Military Commander General Agus Subianto said on Friday, as reported by Antara, that both have rejoined their parent troops and are doing well. The two Indonesian soldiers were injured after a Merkava tank belonging to the Israel Defense Forces fired an observation tower at the UNIFIL headquarters in Nakura, Lebanon, on October the 10th. The Indonesian National Food Agency will seek to improve the connection between food production and the community's nutritional fulfillment as part of efforts to realize a food resilience system in the new government era. It is a concern of the president-elect Prabowo Subianto, who said that what must be done is increasing the government food reserves. The National Food Agency head, Arif Prasetyo Adi, said on Friday that efforts to improve the connection between food production and nutritional fulfillment have been initiated, among other things, by integrating the offices of the National Food Agency and the National Nutrition Agency under the leadership of Dadan Hidayana as the head of the National Nutrition Agency. According to him, a special deputy has been prepared to handle the issues of food and nutritional insecurity. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Agriculture Sudaryono invited Japan to invest in Indonesia and intensify cooperation in the agriculture sector. According to Sudaryono in a statement from his office on Friday, Indonesia wants to expand the cooperation, whether it is export-import transfer of technology or training. He highlighted Indonesia's potential as a tropical country to produce various agricultural commodities. The Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, INDEF, stated that the Indonesian next government needs to provide fiscal support to players of micro, small, and medium enterprises in priority sectors, including the value-added production industry. Fiscal support is needed for them in the priority sectors, for example, in the value-added production industry to support downstreaming and to be export-oriented. Head of Center for Digital Economy and Small, Micro, and Medium Enterprises of INDEF, Asa Makfiruha Rahbini pointed it out when contacted by Antara on Friday. Rahbini suggested that the next government provide tax incentives to micro, small, and medium enterprises according to their capacity and business development phase to drive an increase in the productivity of the business players. As the United States prepares for a presidential election next month, the idyllic New York suburb of Teaneck, New Jersey, is gearing up for election that reflect a broader trend in U.S. politics. Two Muslim women are running for local office in Teaneck, a town of 41,000 residents with a significant Muslim population. They are among hundreds of Muslim candidates in local, state, and federal elections around the country. Teaneck once had a Muslim mayor, but never a Muslim woman on its city council. Resma Khan, a longtime local activist of Indian origin and a council candidate, is aiming to change that. Saudi Arabia's Industry and Mineral Resources Minister Bandar Al-Horayef held talks on Friday in Madrid with Spain's Industry and Tourism Minister Jordi Hero and Economy, Trade and Business Minister Carlos Cuerpo. As quoted by ArabNews.com, during the meetings, they discussed ways to develop economic relations and increase Spain's investments in the kingdom. Al-Horayef highlighted the goals of Saudi Vision 2030 to diversify the kingdom's economies and, through various incentives, attract foreign investment in the industrial and mining sectors. Vietnamese agriculture plays a particular important role in ensuring food security, social stability and livelihood, and reducing poverty. Vietnamese Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development Lim Minh Hoan stated it at the commemoration of World Food Day 2024 in Hanoi on Friday, as quoted by vovworld.vn. The ministry has approved a plan for international cooperation promotion in agriculture and rural development to 2030 with a vision to 2050. The plan will enable Vietnam to actively and responsibly engage in meeting the challenge of global agriculture and integrating agriculture into the global market while mobilizing human resources, technology, and foreign investment to support the rapid and sustainable development of agriculture and rural areas. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Makassar City, South Sulawesi. The Faculty of Social and Political Sciences, Hasanuddin University, in collaboration with the Faculty of Administration and Policy Studies, University of Technology, MARA, Malaysia, and the Indonesian Association for Public Administration, held an international conference discussing maritime governance. The activity, entitled the Second International Conference on Administrative Science, or ICAS 2024, themed Bridging Waves of Change, Maritime Governance, and Sustainable Development, was held at the University of Hasanuddin Tamalan Rea Campus Makassar on Wednesday. Dean of the Faculty of Social and Political Sciences, Hasanuddin University, Professor Sukri Tama, said that this activity is expected to be a medium to bring together various stakeholders, including academics, practitioners, and influential leaders, to collectively discuss various issues related to maritime governance and sustainable development. The Chancellor of Hasanuddin University, Professor Jamaluddin Jompa, appreciated the initiative and commitment of the Faculty of Social and Political Sciences to provide a space for ideas and concepts through conference activities. According to him, the topic of discussion is very interesting to discuss, considering the importance of integrated maritime governance to achieve sustainable development goals. The next news comes from Banda Aceh, Aceh Province. the Expertise and Professional Services Group for Dictionary and Terminology of the Aceh Provincial Language Center stated that as many as 511 Gayo language vocabulary has the potential to become a new entries in the Big Indonesian Dictionary proposed this year. The coordinator of the services group, Zulfah Mirda Matondang in Banda Aceh Wednesday said that there were actually 948 Gayo language vocabulary proposed by the Aceh Provincial Language Center, but not all of them could be included as the Big Indonesian Dictionary entries based on the results of the Gayo Language Regional Language Commission meeting held on September the 24th to 26th. The proposed Gayo language vocabulary that meets the criteria are those having a unique concept, euphonic or easy to pronounce, and its writing follows Indonesian language rules. The last item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Jakarta. The Indonesian Youth Center held a cultural festival to socialize the public about the implementation of the 2024 regional elections, which are effective and beneficial. The cultural festival, which was attended by representatives of young men and women in 34 provinces in Indonesia, was held in Jakarta Tuesday. The Deli Executive Board of the Indonesian Youth Center, Ginka Febrianti Ginting, explained that the cultural festival, which presented various regional dances, was held in order to make the simultaneous regional elections on November the 27th a success so that it would take place safely and peacefully. The Indonesian Youth Center also conveyed its readiness to oversee the implementation of the 2024 regional elections so that the unity and integrity of the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia can be maintained properly. The youths appealed to the public to uphold tolerance and respect differences in views and political choices. Ginka added, "To ensure peaceful regional elections, the government and the entire community must be involved, reminding young men and women in the country to use their voting rights in the simultaneous regional elections." That was news from across Indonesia.
Oh,
Let's begin today in history on October 19, 1999, when the People's Consultative Assembly of the Republic of Indonesia approved the East Timor referendum. East Timor, which is a former Portuguese colony, officially integrated into Indonesia on July 17, 1976. It became the 27th province of Indonesia. However, the integration didn't solve the upheaval that occurred in this area, located in the eastern part of Timor Island. Many parties opposed East Timor's joining Indonesia. Until 1999, the United Nations continued to propose polls on the population of East Timor. On January 27, 1999, President Habibie's government offered two options, namely special autonomy or secession. On October 19, 1999, the People's Consultative Assembly of the Republic of Indonesia officially recognized the results of the referendum to release East Timor province from Indonesia. Moving on to the Bintaro tragedy that occurred in 1987. The tragedy of the train accident in the Bintaro area on October 19, 1987 was the largest train accident in the history of railways in Indonesia. The incident began when the KA225 train from Rangkas Bitung, West Java, which was carrying 700 passengers, collided with the KA220 train coming from Tanah Abang Station, Central Jakarta, with 500 passengers. This fact is only based on the data recorded as buying tickets, because there are still hundreds of illegal passengers who fill the carriages, locomotives, and the roof of the carriages. The incident has claimed more than 100 deaths, while 300 people suffered serious and minor injuries. This figure is sure to increase, because in the carriage there were still 20 victims who died but could not be evacuated. It is estimated that the accident claimed at least 156 lives and injured 300 victims. We end today in history on the establishment of the Malaysian Administrative Center. Malaysia established an administrative center to replace Kuala Lumpur's position, which was named Putrajaya, after the first Prime Minister of Malaysia, Tunku Abdul Putra. The establishment of the administrative center itself was carried out on October 19, 1995. Currently, Putrajaya area has been taken by Selangor after a transaction with the government. In addition, this transaction also makes Selangor have two federal territories and within its boundaries, namely Kuala Lumpur and Putrajaya. Well, listener, that's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Your life.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on research and innovation, important concerns of new government. The head of the Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, Laksana Trihandoko, said that the national research and invention are important concerns of the President-elect Prabowo Subianto in his upcoming leadership cabinet. Quoting Antara's report on Friday, Trihandoko explained that Prabowo Subianto's attention to the field of research and innovation is proven, among others, by the projected increase in the research budget in 2025. He added that strengthening education, science, and technology, as well as digitalization, is one of the promises in the Prabowo-Gibran campaign by seeking research and innovation funds to reach 1.5% to 2% of gross domestic product in 5 years of his term of office. Handoko said that discussions related to the development of research and innovation for Indonesia in the future have been carried out several times by the agency with representatives from the elected government. According to Trihandoko, this is positive because Indonesia must implement policies and an economy based of knowledge in order to achieve the ideals of Indonesia Must or Golden Indonesia 2045. In order to realize this, government policies that support investment in education, science and technology, and digitalization are believed to be a must in the Prabowo-Gibran government. Research and innovation in the field of space should become a new one of the government priorities because space is part of Indonesia's sovereignty. Yet currently, Indonesia doesn't even have a special satellite apart from telecommunication satellite. According to Trihandoko, this is important to pay attention to. This is because the agency's space is entirely the responsibility of the government in terms of regulations. Trihandoko explained that the National Research and Innovation Agency must take strategic steps to ensure that Indonesia can have the ability to utilize space optimally while maintaining Indonesia's territorial sovereignty. It is known that strengthening the development of human resources, which includes the fields of research and innovation, is one of the points in Asta Cita, which is the mission of the coming Prabowo Subianto Gibran Rakabuming Raka government. That was My Indonesia Today.
Bersamanya aku mencintainya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, Banyumas is a regency in the province of Central Java, famous for not only its natural beauty, but also for its traditional culinary richness, one of which is badek ice. This drink is not just an ordinary drink, but also one of the legendary dishes from Banyumas. Badek itself comes from coconut flour, which in Japanese language is called manggar. Then the manggar is tapped and taken from the sap water. To get the sap is not easy, because first one has to climb the coconut tree to the top, which has a manggar. The special thing is that not everyone can take manggar, because only those who can climb and are not afraid of heat can take the sap water. When they reach to the top of the tree, they will usually install a container or place to collect sap and take it the next day if the water is full. This is not an easy way that causes a very small number of people to make badek. Even so, currently there are still people selling badek ice in Banyumas, even though the number is small. Listener, in the past, badek ice sellers padding their goods did it in a distinctive way, namely placing badek in a container made of long bamboo. In the past, this bamboo was usually tied to the back of the bicycle and the seller went around riding a bicycle. But now, it is rare for badek sellers to use bamboo and go around on bicycles. The bamboo container that holds badek is called pongkor. Badek is sold not per pongkor, but in glass for around 5,000 rupiah. The color of badek is similar to coconut water, not so clear and slightly cloudy. It tastes like coconut water. Badek ice drink will taste fresh to enjoy during the day, especially during hot weather. This badek drink is not only refreshing but can also maintain stamina, in addition to being able to be drunk normally. This badek drink can also be warm. Well, listener, if you are around the Banyumas area, try this badek ice to quench your thirst and empower your stamina, especially when it is hot. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Karena kamu aku tetap bertahan, meskipun kini engkau dipeluknya masih mungkinkah.
are still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present to you Miscellany.
In today's Miscellany, we detail Isner Rafael's achievement at the Golden Classical Music Award. Listeners, welcome to this weekend edition of Miscellany. Today, I bring you some inspiring news about the achievement of Indonesian students on the international stage. Isner Rafael, a student of Binuskul Simprug Junior High School, Jakarta, won first place in the prestigious Golden Classical Music Award music competition performing Z.E.Z. Confrey's arrangements entitled Dizzy Fingers. Isner beat his participants from various countries. The Golden Classical Music Award, in collaboration with the Grand Prize Virtuoso, opens the door for talented artists from around the world in the fields of strings, piano, and vocals to show off on the world stage, and provides awards that can pave the way for international careers. As a result of his victory, Isner was invited to perform on the Wheel Recital Hall stage, Carnegie Hall, New York, United States. Binuskul Simprug, as an international school that prioritizes a balance between academic achievement and student talent, provides full support for Isner in developing his abilities in music, especially piano. Through the International Baccalaureate Program, Binuskul instills values such as being open-minded, principled, and daring to take risks. With this approach, Isner is able to manage his schoolwork while still exploring his interests in the world of music. This shows how a balanced education can encourage students to gain high achievement without having to sacrifice their passions. Isner's success is not only a source of pride for himself, but also a source of inspiration for his friends at Binuskul Simprug. Support from family and teachers is one of the keys to his success so that he could perform on the prestigious stage in the United States. This achievement proves that enthusiasm and dedication, Indonesian students are able to compete and excel on the world stage. Hopefully, Isner's achievement can motivate other students to keep pursuing their dreams, both in academic and non-academic fields. And that's Miscellany.
Tak kau buktikan, kau
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI digital mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Listeners, in this edition of Music Corner, we're going to present to you a keroncong song entitled Ariati, sung by Rama Aipama. The creator of this song is Ismail Marzuki, an Indonesian music figure who is also a national hero. In the history of the development of Indonesian music, a number of Indonesian singers have popularized this song, such as Mus Mulyadi, Krisbiantoro, M. Rifani, Tanto Yahya, Henry Rontisulu, Rama Aipama, and the Sisi Tipsi Music Group. Besides male singer, this song has also been sung by female singers such as Grace Simon, Endah Laras, and most recently sung by the music group Nona Ria. This song is inspired by the figure of a woman named Ariati, who is as beautiful as a rose. The song also expresses a deep feeling of love and applause. This song tells the story of a man who expresses his feelings to a woman named Ariati. Despite realizing that her love is impossible to welcome, she still worships Ariati in her dreams, feeling happiness for a moment there. Okay, listener, here is Rama Aipama with Ariati.
Kau gemilang seni pujaan, dosakah hamba mimpi berkasih dengan Tuhan? Ujung jarimu ku cium mesra tadi malam. Terpetik daku, walaupun demikian nasibku, namun aku bahagia 1001 malam. Walaupun demikian kasihku. Namun aku bahagia 1001 malam. Namun aku bahagia 1001 malam.
Voice of Indonesia.
karena memang kau tak bisa memilihku, ingin ku runtuhkan.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.